The Fed Upward Podcast, a place for federal employees and friends of feds to find strategies and tactics to navigate everyday problems.
And now, a quick word from our sponsor.
From launch pads,
we have liftoff,
to research labs, civilian Fed life leads to many places, all covered by WEPA. WEPA offers fully portable group term life insurance for current and former civilian feds. This coverage answers whatever life brings, with benefits that follow wherever service calls. WEPA. For feds, by feds.
Hi, folks. This is Love Rutledge, host of the Fed Upward podcast. Have a special guest on the show today, Mr. Pat Tamburino. He has long experience in the federal government doing all kinds of different work and now works for a nonprofit called Noble Reach, which I think all of you should know about. It's a great pipeline to bring highly qualified folks into the federal government who are excited about the mission and have the skills to get it done. Mr. Tamburino, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, love, and paddled you. Okay. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited to talk to you because bringing the right talent in is always a struggle for everyone in the federal government, especially now. So first, before we dive into Noble Reach, I'd love my listeners to learn a little bit about your background and how you came to be at Noble Reach.
Well, great. Thank you for that opportunity. So I came to Noble Reach and its predecessor, the LMI, the Logistics Management Institute. After about 40 years of federal service, I served on active duty in the United States Navy as an officer on board nuclear submarines for about 8 or 9 years. And then I went to the private sector for about 5 years. And then I came into the federal government through Naval Sea Systems Command, oddly enough, was trying to recruit 50 civil servants in 100 days. In an effort they had way back in 1980s. And I applied for that program and I became a GS-13 program analyst in a submarine weapon systems program office. And that's how it all started. So I worked in NAVSEA, weapon systems acquisition. My first senior executive posting was the director of cost engineering at NAVSEA. And then I went to the Pentagon staff to work in OPNAV and 8. Had the privilege of working with Admiral Mike Mullen and Admiral Cutler Dawson, amongst others. Went back to NAVSEA as the executive director. Phenomenal job being the head of the largest systems command in the federal government. And then back to PNR to serve first as the deputy assistant secretary for civilian personnel policy, where I was the CHECO for DOD, and then the chief of staff at PNR, and then performing the duties of the deputy undersecretary during one of the transitions. So background in engineering, program management, cost management, human capital management. I wouldn't trade that federal career, which is about 40 years long, for anything. I came to LMI, now Noble Reach, after I retired. I was attracted to the nonprofit environment. I was attracted to the quality of the people. And now I work as the chief administrative officer, which is HR, marketing, board liaison, facilities, security, and IT. But because of my background as a CHECO, I'm deeply involved with the Noble Reach Scholars Program, helping that vice president work her way through it. So if you'd like, I'll explain what the program is, if that will help you.
That would be great. I know folks will be excited once they hear about it to figure out how they can get fellows from the program into their offices. So let's dig in.
Yeah, I think it's a very unique program. I think it's highly differentiated in the marketplace. What it was born out of, our CEO, Arun Gupta, teaches a class at both Stanford and Georgetown. I think the title of the class is Valley Meets Mission. And he wrote a book called Venture Meets Mission. And what it tries to describe is there's an intersection of academia, government, and industry. And all three of those entities can be partners and support each other and really do great things in kindling and fostering an entrepreneurial spirit in this federal ecosystem. But his students, what if you paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for your child to get a degree at a tier one university in America. And they said, hey, mom, hey, dad, I'm going to go work in the Valley. I'm going to go work on Wall Street. It's pretty cool. Mom and dad are pretty happy. What if they tell you, hey, mom or dad, I'm going to go be a budget analyst at the Department of blank at the GS 9 to 11 level? In the first instance, they say, wow. In the second instance, they say, why? Because people don't normally equate, this is a very broad statement, as public service as their number one job coming out of the government, out of college rather. But they all want to do mission-oriented work. We find the student body is passionate about, I want to work on something meaningful. I want to work on something that makes a difference. What is more meaningful and make a difference than come into the federal workplace? But think about how hard that can be. You're going to go navigate USA Jobs. You're going to go try to do pathways. You're going to do digital innovation fellows, presidential management fellows. All good things, all a little bit complicated. We wanted to make it easy. So we envisioned a program where Noble Reach, under our nonprofit rubric, would build this program, and it would have a couple of dimensions. First, we would solicit the federal agencies, and we are also talking to state agencies and some international, on the international stage, some embassies. What do you need? What kind of person do you really need on your team? And we have five domains we're operating in, AI, cyber, biopharma, business process reengineering, and materials and manufacturing. You tell us what you want. We, Noble Reach, will go into the marketplace and we will find the people through our university network, which is enormous. So what we're doing is we're creating a bespoke set of resumes in response to an agency's needs. The agency then gets this curated set of resumes. They're not having to recruit, they're not having to source, they're not having to screen them through hundreds of resumes. They're getting this custom package. Then they interview the people. If they like them, they get two job offers. They get an offer to be a Noble Reach scholar and they get an offer to be a federal employee. The typical hiring mechanism is through the accepted service using Schedule A Part R, which is designed for fellowships of 1 to 4 years, and they become feds. They're typically hired at the GS 9 to 11 level. They get the federal pay and benefits. They're subject to all the rules and regulations of the agencies, and they're on the federal payroll for a term of 1 to 4 years. No guaranteed conversion to career, expressed or implied. Then what do they get from Noble Reach? And this is what I think is totally unique. Before they get their federal offer, we give them a stipend of $15,000, which is totally allowable, help them move, relocate, do whatever they have to do. They get a 3-week boot camp, typically in August, and we acculturate them to what it's like to work in the federal space. What's a budget? What's a contract? What are the ethics rules? How does Congress work? They get great speakers. This past summer, they had Condoleezza Rice. They had Secretary Gina Raimondo. They had the head of CISA. They had the former undersecretary for policy at OSD. So they get to hear from really high-end current or former feds. After the boot camp, they onboard into their federal job. They get a mentor from us. And then 4 times a year, they come back to Noble Reach virtually or in person for a weekend. And we do a seminar of some sort. The first seminar, they went to Mount Vernon. They learned all about the founding of our country. They learned a lot about George Washington, and not George, only George Washington was the first president, the commander in chief. He was also a businessman and an entrepreneur of some scale. And they'll do that 3 more times. We call that scaffolding. So unlike some programs where you hire somebody, you put him into the federal queue, and you hope it all goes well, they're getting the scaffolding. So they're getting for that first year a lot of care and feeding from Noble Reach. In our inaugural year, we placed 19 scholars across 8 agencies. The feedback's been phenomenal. They were typically at the GS-11 level for 1 or 2 years. They're not in the back room reading tech manuals. They are working on meaningful things. We have 5 scholars at Treasury working for a phenomenal human being, the chico there, Tracy DeMartini, who is, I'm just like a huge fan. They're working on how does Treasury use AI and what's their AI policy. They're working on some other business process reengineering challenges for Treasury. We have 3 people at Space Force, brand new command. They are working in the mainline programs of Space Force, the Falcon program and others, which I don't remember the names. Currently, we're recruiting for the calendar year 25 class. I think there were over 1,500 applicants. It's going to get screened down to about 500 that we think are really viable. We are collecting the requirements from the federal agencies. That is still ongoing. We're very sensitive to the fact there's a hiring freeze and other artifacts like that, but we do submit. And even when you read the EOs, there are language in there that American citizens deserve an excellent, efficient federal workforce that attracts the highest caliber of talent. We think there will always be room in the federal space for highly talented, high caliber people that want to try the federal government as an experience, not necessarily like how I did it or you're doing it, where we have this long career. I had a lot of different jobs. I'm totally grateful for it. I'm not sure these folks want the 40-year federal career, but they do want the experience. And we're just making it easy. The feedback we get from the federal agencies is the fact that we're doing the sourcing and the recruiting and the screening, huge efficiency for them, taking a huge amount of effort off their plate, and they're really getting the resumes that are very, very solid and very, very cool. But it's totally up to them to make an offer. So we find there's still a high level of interest, even in the current environment. We're very respectful of the fact that agencies are navigating. I'm hopeful, based on how I'm looking at things, we will go from 19 scholars in the 24 class. So I think we're on track for about 40 scholars in the calendar year 25 class, because what do the agencies want? They want access to this talent, and we're making it a lot more efficient. And the scaffolding, this mentoring, the ongoing education, the boot camp, is all things that we don't see any other programs have those same attributes. And then when it's over and we have graduates, we'll have an alumni network, and we'll bring the alumni network back together on a regular basis. I kind of like, you know, having served in the Navy, I like a lot of the military slogans of Army, Soldier for Life, Marine Corps, once a Marine, always a Marine. We want to say once a Noble Reach Scholar, always a Noble Reach Scholar, no matter what you choose to go do. You go on to be a career Fed, you choose to do it for another 2 or 3 years, or you go back to school, or you go somewhere else in the world and do great things, but you should remember this and have an appreciation for how the federal government works. So I've been talking like 15 minutes. How's that sound to you?
A quick word from our sponsor. For more than 20 years, Clearance Jobs has connected professionals with federal government security clearances with employers to fill the jobs that safeguard our nation. The Clearance Jobs career community allows members to connect, engage, and explore opportunities, and helps contract and government employers find talent. Create a free profile and learn more at www.clearancejobs.com.
It sounds great. I'm definitely familiar with the program, and it's such a great way, as you said, for the federal government to be able to outsource the really labor-intensive part of bringing folks on board and finding and curating pools of talent, folks that have a high propensity to serve, and some really important skills that fill a gap and a need. And the fact that you're offering that stipend is so huge for folks to relocate. I know a million years ago when I came into the federal workforce as a GS-7, I had to work a second job for several years to be able to afford rent. People aren't willing necessarily to do that kind of thing anymore, particularly folks who have highly valued skills in the marketplace. So to be able to offer them that little extra support to make federal service, at least for a couple of years, a viable option is truly a great service, you know, not only to those individuals, but to the agencies that they serve, because they don't have the pressure of trying to fund a move or figure out how they're logistically going to do those things, because you're providing that support and advice, which is amazing. If agencies and departments are not subject to the hiring freeze right now, and they want to learn more and figure out how they can get on your list to bring in this talent, how do they find you?
You can go to our website, or they can email me directly. I'm happy to give you my email address separately. And what we do is we have a brief on the program. We will give the brief on demand anywhere in the federal space. And in some agencies, we have briefed the Chico, then we have briefed the talent management office, and then we usually find ourselves with the program offices that want the people. So we are very accustomed to, we have to go back and do it a couple of times. Totally okay. We can provide that brief on demand. You can look on our website. There is a scholars page, NobleReach.org. But the easiest is to have someone email me, say I'm interested, and I will work with them to set up a brief. What I find interesting, you mentioned the stipend. Sure, the stipend's cool and the stipend helps. What we find really fascinating is when the candidate talks to the agency and then understands the mission and the kind of thing the agency wants them to do, the stipend becomes almost secondary. It's like, oh, like I can, the three people we have working on space at Space Force, they have the why to wow factor like at an exponential number. They're in a brand new agency working on cutting edge things in Los Angeles. And that's the other point. The scholars can be placed anywhere there is a federal agency. We have a lot in the DMV, but we have them in Los Angeles and in a few other places around the country. A lot of the agencies we're talking to this year are going to put the scholars in field activities and maybe rotate them 6 months in a field activity, 6 months in a headquarters. That'll be an interesting experience. But we, if you tell us we want them in Heartland America, we will find that. If you say, I want people from a particular school with a particular type of degree, we will work with you to that end, right? We're very much here to be of service. And the other thing I would say is interesting, there is no contractual commitment for this. That's a question I get asked all the time. You're hiring them as feds, that you, the federal government, so you're paying their pay and benefits. I'm supporting them under my nonprofit rubric. I have we can delve into the legalities of what a nonprofit foundation has to do. So that's totally within my churning radius. And there are other parts to NobleReach that have different business models. So at the end of the day, everything offsets itself. But it's interesting. There's no contractual relationship. There's no fee. Some agencies wanted an MOU to define roles and responsibilities. We can totally do that. Other agencies, hey, less paperwork is better. And we're totally comfortable. This is all to support the agency, not to support NobleReach.
To foot stomp again, some things that you said earlier, this is bringing in, you know, sometimes really hard to fill skill sets. It's hard to pay senior federal employees or folks who have been around a while what they would expect to gain these skills. And this program can bring in folks who are younger, who are closer to the educational opportunities that allow them to be on the cutting edge of some of these things. And they're often skill sets that we just don't have in the federal government. So they're hard to find and they're hard to hire. And so, again, NobleReach is doing that work for you if you're a federal organization looking for that talent. So this is so critical, and it allows these folks to gain some federal experience. And if they choose to go back into private industry, they carry that experience with them so that they can better navigate federal agency and department rules and regulations and communication in the future. So really, this is a victory whether folks stay in the government for 2 years or 40, like you said. So just want to reiterate those things.
Yeah, we call that latter phenomenon dual citizenship. You work in the private sector or academia, and you learn their rules and regulations and their cultural norms and their standards. Then you come into the federal government and you learn that set of policies, procedures, and standards. Think how much better you are now. You're so much more agile when you're in the marketplace and say, well, why does that place do it that way? Well, if you've experienced it, you can say, well, you can do that. They do it that way because they have this requirement. Also say, we have people with bachelor's degrees, master's degrees. We also have two PhDs in the program. What is that space for? So people say, well, like, why would someone with a PhD in artificial intelligence want to do this? They could go make, you know, scads of money in the private sector because they want the mission-oriented work. So I have time to do other things later, but I need to do this now. One of the PhDs is at Space Force, and the other one he's working on his PhD is at NOAA.
Very cool. I'll make sure that I have all of the links and email addresses that you mentioned earlier in the show notes when we get this out. Thank you for your continued service and the way that you are supporting those of us who are still in the federal government by bringing us this amazing curated talent. Pat, thank you so much for your time.
All right. You have a great day, love. Pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for listening, friends. If you like what you heard today, I hope you'll subscribe to the podcast and share it with a friend. To join my mailing list, head over to fedupwardcoaching.com/podcast. Talk soon.